ordinary sort of scandal. I heard Pedro Albinovanus, that most attractive storyteller, speaking of his residence above the townhouse of Sextus Papinius. Papinius belonged to the tribe of those who shun the light. About 9 o'clock at night, I hear the sound of whips. I ask, what is going on? And they tell me that Papinius is going over his accounts. About 12, there is a strenuous shouting. I ask what the matter is, and they say he is exercising his voice. About 2 a.m., I ask the significance of the sound of wheels. They tell me that he is off for a drive. And at dawn, there is a tremendous flurry calling of slaves and butlers and pandemonium among the cooks. I ask the meaning of this also, and they tell me that he has called for his cordial and his appetizer, after leaving the bath. His dinner, said Pedro, never went beyond the day, for he lived very sparingly. He was lavish with nothing but the night. Accordingly, if you believe those who call him tight-fisted and mean, you will call him also a slave of the lamp. You should not be surprised at finding so many special manifestations of the vices, for vices vary, and there are countless phases of them, nor can all their various kinds be classified. The method of maintaining righteousness is simple. The method of maintaining wickedness is complicated, and has infinite opportunity to swerve. And the same holds true of character. If you follow nature, character is easy to manage, free, and with very slight shades of difference. But the sort of person I have mentioned possesses badly warped character, out of harmony with all things, including himself. The chief cause, however, of this disease seems to me to be a squeamish revolt from the normal existence. Just as such persons mark themselves off from others in their dress, or in the elaborate arrangement of their dinners, or in the elegance of their carriages, even so they desire to make themselves peculiar by their way of dividing up the hours of their day. They are unwilling to be wicked in the conventional way, because notoriety is the reward of their sort of wickedness. Notoriety is what all such men seek, men who are, so to speak, living backwards. For this reason, Lucilius, let us keep to the way which nature has mapped out for us, and let us not swerve therefrom. If we follow nature, all is easy and unobstructed. But if we combat nature, our life differs not a whit from that of men who row against the current. Farewell. Letter 123. On the Conflict Between Pleasure and Virtue. Wearied with the discomfort rather than with the length of my journey, I have reached my Alban villa late at night, and I find nothing in readiness except myself. So I am getting rid of fatigue at my writing table. I derive some good from this tardiness on the part of my cook and my baker, for I am communing with myself on this very topic, that nothing is heavy if one accepts it with a light heart, and that nothing need provoke one's anger if one does not add to one's pile of troubles by getting angry. My baker is out of bread, but the overseer, or the house steward, or one of my tenants can supply me therewith. Bad bread, you say, but just wait for it. It will become good. Hunger will make even such bread delicate and of the finest flavor. For that reason, I must not eat until hunger bids me. So I shall wait and shall not eat until I can either get good bread or else cease to be squeamish about it. It is necessary that one grow accustomed to slender fare, because there are many problems of time and place which will cross the path even of the rich man and one equipped for pleasure, and bring him up with a round turn. To have whatsoever he wishes is in no man's power. It is in his power not to wish for what he has not, but cheerfully to employ what comes to him. A great step towards independence is a good-humored stomach, one that is willing to endure rough treatment. You cannot imagine how much pleasure I derive from the fact that my weariness is becoming reconciled to itself. I am asking for no slaves to rub me down, no bath, and no other restorative except time. For that which toil has accumulated, rest can lighten. This repast, whatever it may be, will give me more pleasure than an inaugural banquet, for I have made trial.